Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hello.
We're about to call Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
But she doesn't know we're calling because I've messed up a time.
Shocker.
So we're just going to call, but she's from a very special place. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Is our mate Catherine.
So nervous.
Hello, Catherine speaking.
Catherine, it's Tony and Ryan. How are you?
Oh, holy shit. Hi.
Now, I know we're not calling at the right time. It's not your fault, so you're allowed to swear and be shocked.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Now,
amazing.
Where are you from, Catherine? Because this is a moment in time.
Yes, I'm from Eltham.
Yeah, God's country.
Yes.
The couple of old Eltham folks hanging out. What school did you go to? Did you go to school there?
Yeah, I went to Eltham East and then I went to Templestowe.
I went to Eltham East as well. And all my friends, Catherine, they went to Templestowe because that's where, I don't know why everyone went to Templestowe, but I had to go to Eltham High without my friends like a loser. So I'm jealous.
All my older brothers went to Eltham High.
Oh, do we?
How much older?
Yeah,
though,
how
Catherine,
much older?
Because Ryan's 56.
They're like 5 years older than I am, so they're, 30.
Oh, yeah, righto.
Yeah, so not old enough for Ryan.
Now, do you still live in Eltham?
Yes, I do still live in Eltham.
Oh, mate, we'll be
neighbours. You guys can catch up.
Yeah, if you ever need a cup of sugar.
Yep. What's that cafe called that? I was going to say you guys could catch up for a coffee.
Yeah, yep, we'll be there.
Amazing.
Nice.
Definitely. Well,
great, perfect.
But sorry, would you mind approving the podcast?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry, we've got work to do, mate.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, after all that,
after
Patrick
all that,
up there.
Right. And I'll see you at Beyonce's Airbnb in a few weeks, mate. You're welcome to the housewarming. Bring your togs for some dips and dips.
Amazing, I will. Hey, it's Catherine from Eltham and I approve this podcast.
I wanna live forever. I wanna learn how to fly. Fly! Is it fly or high?
I don't know.
I thought it was high.
It makes more sense to be high.
Well, to everyone listening, hi.
Hi.
That's nice.
Oh, let's do it. Hey,
yeah, I've started. Where are you? Oh, fucking welcome, mate.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for coming in today, bud. Coming up today, a bit of feedback from the TARPers about the Tony and Ryan podcast. TARPer, Tony and Ryan podcast. Some things I need to... Was that DJ Tony making a...
It was.
I don't think I've met DJ Tony before. Cool. There's been some feedback about...
We haven't done feedback in a while.
Dog stories from last week and some controversy.
Yeah.
And then I've got an announcement to make about that as well.
So you're just making a few statements. Do you need me to do anything?
I'd like you to be there for moral support.
Should I head off?
I'd
love to go for a swim. It's a beautiful day.
I also have a statement about you and Architectural Digest.
Fuck, did not go over well, eh?
No, we'll get to don't spoil the feedback, but... It did not go well. And also, a TARPer found herself in a situation while listening to the podcast, and it's a bit of a quiz about what should she have done.
Oh.
But she's got some feedback for us as well.
Okay. I would just like to flag, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
We are not good people to ask for advice.
No.
I've shat in every car I've ever owned.
Yep.
You shat on someone's towel.
Well, it's a very interesting area.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that we are actually good sounding boards
for
advice.
You are a funny lady. Do you reckon you've ever been so funny you've made someone shit? Well, Emily has a story.
I made someone shit themselves?
We might need to send some flowers. Either way, we'll get to that soon. But first, Audio Queen. Tony, in a former life, was a sound engineer.
Yeah.
And you're about to hear why.
Okay. I technically still am because I cut this podcast. Except for yesterday's episode, Franco cut it.
Yep.
Good job, Franco.
It's only
Franco is the audio queen.
It's early November and Tony has really just Christmas time.
Yeah.
Checked out.
You were like, where's tomorrow's episode? I was like, mate, fucking, I don't know, figure it out.
Tell it to 2023, bud, because I'm
walking.
Gone. Colorado police have had to warn locals to refrain from licking this Sonoran desert toad. Sonoran. Don't lick the fucking toads is what the cops
say. Okay. Is it like a cane toad? In Australia, we've got cane toads.
We've got cane toads. Well, it's this one that's being found in Colorado up in the hills.
Oh. Isn't Colorado a bit of like a weed smoking area?
I like how you winked and then just said the word weed.
Yeah.
Like, you had to go on.
Well, because then I was like, well, people that are listening can't see
the wing. Yeah. You're like, if you know what I mean, killed him. He disappeared, if you know what I mean. Dead. I put him in the back of my car. Colorado
police. That was really funny.
Thank you.
That you said, killed him. That's definitely a video. Franco, when you're cutting this, can you cut that as a video?
No, you can do your prep after. Stop. You're minimizing your workload too much.
I am. I really want to go for a swim today.
Colorado police have had, like, it's been serious enough that the cops have had to come out and, like, plead with people in Colorado. Don't lick the toad.
Like, bad for the toad, bad for the people. Like, why would the police get involved?
So this particular toad.
Okay.
Has a distinctively low toot.
A low toot.
Yep. And it has prominent parotid glands that secrete a potent toxin, and thus police have said don't lick it because they may experience hallucinations. The colours that they see, the people can see, aren't the real colours. So they're like colour perceptions changed. They can be a bit lightheaded, but like licking a toad, I actually thought it was a bit of like a stereotype cliche wives tale that like you can hallucinate. But it's actually like they've gone, yeah, but seriously, actually, that came from somewhere. Don't lick the Suranaran desert toad.
Because do we ever worry that sometimes a warning does the opposite?
Absolutely.
Don't lick this table. What's the first thing you're going to do? Lick the fucking table.
Yeah. So I learned this thing in marketing class, and it's this kind of thing about, it's called like a nudge. So when you don't like tell people to do something, but when you're like, don't lick the toad, you're kind of nudging them to go, hey, guess what this does? So one of the things was apparently there were these like sales guys out on the road and selling some stuff, right, for this company. And they had to send a big email going, by the way, everyone, please don't, like, apparently you could like enter some buttons and like jack your commission up and do a bit of a dodgy and like pay yourself a bit extra. And so they sent this email saying, guys, please don't do this. And then everyone went.
So you just alerted everybody to the fucking hack of
and
how
all
to
these salespeople went, oh, people are doing, I didn't even think of that.
Well, if everyone else is doing it, I might as well.
Yeah, and now I'm finding out, and they're like, lots of people are doing it, please don't do it. And they're like, oh, if everyone's doing it, and now you've told me how to do it, I mean, thanks for the email, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the literal cheat code.
Yeah.
It's like Motherload in Sims. I've never played The Sims, but I've seen that meme online. So I'm hoping that that means something to someone.
What you're about to hear is the sounds of the frog. Don't forget the distinctively low toot.
Yep.
You're about to hear a lady from Colorado. She finds the frog. She licks the frog. And then she gets, hi.
Okay. Toot. Toot.
Do you know what a ribbit,
that's a low toot,
a frog sounds like?
That's a low toot. Toot. Oh, sorry. I forgot the accent. Toot.
Tony.
Toot.
What sound does a frog make?
Well, yeah, but you said it was a low toot.
Like it's low.
Oh.
Ribbit. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry if this is your first episode.
Ribbit. Oh, my God. I read something online about not licking those toads. Ribbit. I better lick it just to find out what happened. Oh my God, that blue looks purple.
How would you know?
The different colors.
How would you know it's blue if it looked purple?
what's something that is definitely a color? Oh, that red light looks green. I better drive through it. This is a cautionary tale. Oh, this feels amazing. I'll take heaps of toads home for my friends.
Fuck, all right.
Woo! Oh, no, the police.
The boys in orange have turned up.
Excuse me, ma'am. We believe you got toads in the back seat.
Ribbit. Ribbit. I don't know what you're talking about. Ma'am, I can see them.
Yeah. And her eyes are like this.
You might want to see photos of this one. Veronica Radzek from Slovakia said her body is too sexy and too dangerous for social media. The Instagram model said she's constantly trolled and body shamed, because people assume I'm privileged and they're jealous and they try to take me down because I'm so hot. Some people are even reporting my Instagram account because they are offended by my slim look and I'm losing out on money and work because of it.
Well, no one should be shamed either way for what their body looks like.
No.
But hot people privilege is a thing. Mm-hmm. As someone who is not hot and has spent a lot of time with people that are hot, you do get treated differently.
Well,
that is a real thing. And I will die on that hill.
A suburban dad from outer suburban Perth also believes he's too sexy and too dangerous for social media. And listen to him describing what happens when he goes to Scarborough Beach in Perth and his budgie smugglers.
Ugh, fuck, it's a beautiful day today. I might go on down to Scabs. Yeah, sweetheart, do you want to come? Nah, you busy? More birds for me. So this is him driving down. He's driven down. He's there. He's gotten out of his white Hilux ute.
Yep.
Oh, looking pretty good, ladies, aren't I? Oh, what do you mean, mate? Yeah, I can wear this. It's my right to wear these budgie smugglers out. Mate, you're going to – mate, I can't – oh, my God. So he's just been told by the guys from Bondi Rescue that he can't wear his budgie smugglers. And this is the guy from Bondi Rescue. Yeah, mate, because you've got to swim between the flags and we can't have someone distracting people like this. This is not good. Oh, well, mate, I'll have you know that I've been wearing these budgie smugglers for 40 years. Never had a complaint. Only compliments if you know what I mean. Do you mind taking a snap from me Instagram?
Actually, sir, I can't. It's too dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, your camera's broken.
There's smoke coming out of your iPhone.
I thought you were about to say there's smoke coming out of your asshole. It's like, whoa.
Whoa, righto.
Shouldn't have that chili on the way down. Sorry.
Finally, you might have seen this story last week. I still can't believe it. A man in China was hospitalized after he ate a whole live crab to take revenge because the crab pinched his daughter. So the crab pinches this guy's daughter and he's like, fucking not on my watch, not my daughter. So he just eats the live crab and the crab fucking claws the shit out of him and he's in hospital with a cut up face.
How big's the crab? How big are we talking?
Oh, like a small...
Like a mug
like a
crab?
Side plate? Yeah.
What?
Is that like protective dad wholesome vibes?
Or just
the dumbest fucking thing you've ever
heard.
I just
can't ever imagine being like, oh, you like imagine if you got stung by a bee and I went, well, fuck you, and I ate the bee. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Have you seen My Girl?
No.
Macaulay Culkin?
No.
Yeah, he fights a bee. He doesn't.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he win? He does well. Comes out on top.
No.
That's good.
No. But for me, it's like, you know those people... Like the hotheads that are just like always looking for a fight.
Oh,
like the crab didn't like start a fight. He's just like being a crab.
Yeah.
But could you imagine the crab like then looks at the dad and he's like, oh, come on, you want a piece of this?
Yeah.
You want a piece
of this? Stick him up. I just also imagine thinking like getting so angry at an animal for doing, as you say, what it's supposed to be doing and then eating it. Like,
I'll show you.
Yeah. Like, show it what? It's got no sentience.
Well, you wouldn't
like,
fucking believe it. A similar story's happened in Perth, the suburban dad.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well, not on his budgie smugglers.
Yeah. He was at the beach with his daughter and they saw a shark who was circling the child. So suburban dad from out of suburban Perth, he got the daughter to shore and then went back into the water and tried to seek revenge on the shark. He's had a few drinks too.
Oh, I fucking tell you what, obviously this shark doesn't watch the news. He hasn't seen what Mick Fanning can do because I can do bloody way more than that. Mick Fanning punched
Australian
a shark.
Australian surfer punched a shark.
Oh, you fucking come around my daughter, mate. I'll fucking tell you what fucking for. You've got no fucking right to come near my daughter, mate. What are you thinking? She's a young'un. What was that? Yeah, can't fucking talk, can ya? Shark.
You're underwater.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take your fins off. Then how will you swim, mate? I'm like talking to nothing.
Yeah, you're
like,
really aggressively looking at something.
Then you can't fucking swim, mate. Then what will you fucking do? Yeah, you fucking swim away. I'll buy ya. No.
I don't know if anyone else is in our office today, but I fucking hope there is and they heard some of that. Like, what's going
Can
on
you
in
imagine,
there?
Imagine, like, what I'm imagining is, like back in the day when someone would be like, do you want a fucking piece of meat?
You want to fucking go?
Like, you'd, like, slap your chest.
Yeah.
That suburban
You want to go? You want to go?
Like, do you want to fucking go, mate? You're great white. Well, I'm great dad. Fuck yeah.
Hey, it's Catherine from Eltham and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Tomorrow on the show,
mm-hmm.
an announcement.
Yes.
And I'd say a quite a big announcement.
Thank you very much.
Yep, a big announcement. It's not about me. It's about someone else on the team.
Someone, Franco.
And question in advance.
Question.
Because I am your hype man.
Yes.
Would you like me to, like, jazz you up tomorrow and, like, introduce, or is this your time? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I haven't really decided yet.
Well, if you leave,
yeah, I want you to hype me up.
Yeah,
again.
Okay. Too much.
Except the last time you hyped me up, it didn't go so good.
What happened? Oh, with the architectural. Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But tomorrow,
okay,
a great day.
Okay. Well, the few people that I hope are very excited about that announcement, yep, are a few of our champion tapers over at our Patreon.
Yep.
David J. Fernandez, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave.
Adam Upchurch. Oh, Adam Up. What's the opposite of a church? Hell?
Hell? Down hell?
Up church, downhill. Hell. Fuck. Drew Fitzgerald, Joe Ferguson, thank you so much. Julie Claridge. I went to school with a girl called Bec Claridge and she was really, really nice. I wonder if that's her mom or sister or something.
Yeah.
Cheldon Gray, Lane Flagg, Rachel, Austin McAdam, and Dalen Karangaroa.
I love it when you curl those.
Thank you.
Whatever they were.
Ours.
Technical speak.
Yeah. But a big thank you to all those people that love watching all of our exclusive content over at our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking love to see it.
You love to see it. Tomorrow as well, Normal or Nara is back. And for people who watch free-to-air TV,
yep,
my wife does something while watching free-to-air TV that I reckon no one outside of her family does.
Is it fucking switch it off and put Netflix on like a fucking adult?
It should be.
Yeah.
But it's not. All right, first of all,
yep,
got some feedback here.
Okay.
Last week, we spoke to a tapa who produces, tapa Josh,
mm-hmm,
produces the Architectural Digest videos, Open Door. He goes to celebrities' houses and films those beautiful videos, and we, yeah, love watching them.
If you haven't watched them before, do it. They are very, very good. And it is nice having a little nosy,
a sneak peek into the other side.
It's like how, you know, on TV, when someone, like, their neighbor's house is for sale, and you kind of go over and
wander in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now that you live in the suburbs, do you think that you'll do that? Because you've got legit neighbours now.
So at the open house for the house we've just moved into,
yeah,
there are a lot of people like catching up. Like, oh, hey Steve, how you been?
Oh.
And it turns out they were the neighbours.
So they'd been looking at the outside going, fuck, wonder what's going on.
Well, they've
on
seen
in
all
there.
The build, because it's a new house pretty much.
Yeah.
And so they've seen builders and tradies and it's been a hectic. And so you're like,
and then they looked in the photos online and,
go,
and they're like,
squeeze,
that looks a bit like Beyonce's Airbnb.
Yeah, and they weren't even trying to be like coy about it. When they got in, they're like, oh, hey, Ben, yeah, I thought we'd come and have a look.
Yeah, can you believe they didn't take the bins out last week? You,
yeah,
know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Neighbour chat.
So there's a lot of that. But it is nice to just, you know, see how other people
live. Have a nosy at their furniture, et cetera.
Then after an interesting chat to hear about how the show's made and what it's like meeting the celebrities
to
and actually going
Josh
to their houses,
yep,
and stuff like that. Josh and I thought it'd be funny to mention that you had been selected to be on Architectural Digest's World's Greatest Courtyards.
Yep.
I assumed,
which is believable.
See, that's the thing. I assumed that was totally unbelievable, that you would go, ha ha, you guys are idiots. Thanks, Tapa Josh, for joining us.
However.
However, you believed it. And then I felt like an asshole when I had to tell you that it was, in fact, not correct. And I thought, Tony's the only one who actually went for it.
No, not the case. I was not the only person that thought it was real. Every single person that listens to this podcast also believed it. Except for one comment that I saw and it was a bit mean.
Oh, okay. I won't say all. I'll say lots.
Lots.
Cue the press conference. I, Brian John, done.
Full name?
Ryan John Dunn.
Ryan Jonathan Dunn.
Ryanathan Jonathan Dunathan would like to apologise to Tony, Felicia Lodge and the Tarpa community because we don't do pranks.
We don't do pranks.
It wasn't intended to be a prank, mm-hmm. but as you believed it, it sort of became a prank.
Yeah.
But I know that's not what we're about
mm-hmm.
and I'm sorry.
I actually also have a statement. We got an email from Tarpa Josh afterwards and he said, oh my God, thanks so much for having me on. Tony, I'm so sorry.
Yep.
And he added me to the thread of the email of you guys going backwards and forwards, yep. organising the phone call.
Did he?
Yes.
I didn't realise you could do that. That's
So he just like went reply to you and then added me so I could see the whole thread.
I didn't realise that was possible. Is that legal?
I don't know. But
that feels a bit.
That's what happened.
That feels a bit. So when you add someone to the group chat and they can scroll up.
And they can scroll up. Oh, not good.
Okay, continue.
No, let me finish, please.
Sorry.
I scrolled down because I thought I would really like to see. Because you said.
How this played out.
You said I did not organize it as a prank. I honestly thought that you would know straight away.
Yeah.
Tarpa Josh mentions the word prank a few times.
Yeah.
You never do.
Thank
the
you.
Whole time during the organising, you said she's going to know straight away, like it's
thank
fine,
you.
She's going to know. So I know that you're coughing it online at the moment. I just wanted to come in hot and say you did not mean for it to come across like that.
Yep.
It didn't go great.
I was going to say, it doesn't mean I wasn't wrong.
No.
But my intentions.
But
yeah.
At no point were you like, oh, she's going to fall for it. She's going to look so stupid.
No.
You did not set it up that way. So,
in fact, when he said prank, I actually said, no.
You said, she's going to know, like, all good. We don't do, I'm pretty sure that verbatim you said, we don't do that. So I would just like to say, stop coming for you because you tried.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It didn't go well. I'm not saying it did. But, however.
Intentions are 9/10 of the law. Isn't that the saying?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
That's okay.
Please never go into private DMs again.
It wasn't private. It was sent to me.
Tarpa, he's just creating trouble, that guy. next up, Emily Donaldson. Oh, actually, this might, should she? Shmemily Schmonaldson.
Shmemily Blee Dimbler.
I was enjoying my morning commute, having my trusty smoothie in the car, hanging out with my mates Tony and Ryan, listening to the podcast on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling a little bit nauseous. Don't really know why, but I think my body is rejecting full-time work. My body wants me to be a lady of leisure. I get it.
Oh, I fucking get that. On the scooter this morning, I thought, imagine if I just didn't go to work today. And I work an hour a day.
Yeah. I was like, oh, geez, tough. Imagine if I didn't have to go to work. Anyway, I'll see you in an hour, babe.
Yeah.
Then the discussion takes a turn for worse on the podcast. For some reason, we start talking about flossing teeth with toenails. Remember that guy?
Yeah,
like,
how could I fucking forget?
Yeah, he bit off his toenails to the right size so then he could use them to get. So Emily's brain starts doing the logistics and she starts really thinking about it.
Don't
and she was already
really
feeling a little bit nauseous. And then suddenly she's like, yep, I think it's happening. So she's feeling nauseous. This made her worse. And then you said
was
something.
She in the car?
Yeah, she's driving to work. She's feeling nauseous. The toenail made it feel worse. Tony says a hilarious joke and she just goes, and has to throw up. And it's like, you know, I've got 2 seconds. What do I do?
Yeah. As someone who has shit and thrown up in a car, not good.
She'd half finished her smoothie, so she spewed into the remainder of the smoothie cup.
Yep. I'm trying not to dry reach because everyone hates that when I do that. But sometimes it's unavoidable. But I didn't do it. I would let the record show.
Well, we're not done yet. Emily then has some options. She's still 20 minutes away from work.
Oh, my God. What do you mean? Options? Fucking get out of jail free card. Hey, guys, can't come in today. I've just been sick. I think it must have been something I ate. See you tomorrow. We've saved her from going to work for the day.
Well, that wasn't one of her options. But
oh,
I think
Emily,
that's on Emily. You've
you're a fucking idiot. D. That's the correct option.
Let me give you her options.
Always take Tony and Ryan's D.
E.
That's the option.
I've always said that. I'm always trying to offer a D, but she's only got A, B, and C. A, says Emily, do I pull over, tip it on the grass, and wait 3 business days for someone that was obviously raised in the country? What's going on? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Is it A, pull over, tip it on the grass, and wait 3 business days for someone to let me back onto the highway? She's on the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
commuting,
but when
peak hour traffic.
Everyone's going 100 k's on the highway, you can't just like slip back in. Okay, I get it. It took me a while.
Yeah.
maybe should have pre-read this. I thought, oh, that's a funny message. I'll just put
that straight in. That'll be fine.
Do I wind down my window in the traffic and dump the smoothie on the road out the window?
No, also not an option.
From my Kia Sportage.
That's a very funny detail, Emily. Yeah. I like that.
No, wait. She goes, oh, fuck this up again. I really should have read this.
For fuck's sake.
If I tip it out on the road, it'll probably end up on some Karen's car with a Kia Sportage who will get really fucked off at me.
Also a very funny detail. Movie. Yep.
C.
Yep.
Do you carry on driving with a full to the brim chunky smoothie with no lid on for the rest of the journey? You okay, mate?
Yep.
And then try and clean it out in the work car park, only to have one of your colleagues walk past and say, bit of a waste of a smoothie, Em. Oh. You're telling me, says Emily.
Oh, wow.
So guess which option she chose?
Surely C. But D was the best option. I've created an option that she doesn't have to go to work.
Yeah. Could you imagine after an awful morning? Because then she's tipping out the smoothie. Obviously, the person doesn't know what's in the smoothie.
Yeah.
Bit of a waste, isn't it? Fuck off, mate.
But, I mean, who's going to say that? They'd just think that in a bitchy way and then keep walking.
I think C's what happened.
Oh. See, I wouldn't clean it out. I'd just ditch the keep cup or whatever it was in and go, you know what? Yum.
See you later.
I still think she should have called in sick. Mm. That would have been the best option here.
Why can't you come to work today? I was listening to Tony and Ryan.
But I would have skipped over that detail. Okay. Maybe just the throw up would have been enough.
All right. And finally, final piece of feedback today.
Okay.
Last week, mm-hmm. we shared a story from a tarpa.
Yep.
About a dead dog. We've had a few weird dead dog stories. And I've actually got multiple announcements within this announcement.
Yep.
The story was that this lady is house-sitting, mm-hmm. the dog passes away, yep. the owners are overseas. The owners say, hey, if you can just take the dog to the vet,
yep.
they'll take care of everything.
Yep.
She doesn't have a car, mm-hmm. doesn't have a heap of cash for a taxi, so she decides to get the train. She ends up getting robbed.
The dog's in the suitcase yep. that the guy takes.
Because the guy was trying to hit on her and she goes, oh, it's audio equipment. Because obviously you're not going to say it's a dead dog in a fucking suitcase on the train.
Because that's fucking weird.
Turns out the guy's into audio equipment and he robs it.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people.
We were beside ourselves.
We couldn't believe this story. Because we told a dead dog story previously.
Yep.
First of all, before I get into the nitty gritty of this story.
Yep.
No more dead dog stories.
No.
I don't like it.
We anymore. Did say that would be it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to reiterate.
Reiterate. Yep.
Please don't correct a man. What's the word?
Am I allowed to fucking
yeah,
talk?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk.
Reiterate.
Let me reiterate.
Nice.
No more dead dog stories.
Yep.
They're off.
Yep.
I know they were funny and weird, but it doesn't matter how funny and weird they are.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Well, especially after we've been burned by this one.
Wow. Someone goes, ah, this seems to sound a lot like this viral story from 4 years ago. Okay, that's a bit weird. It's a very specific story.
Very specific. You know, you're not getting that mixed up with your mate Joe fucking making up a story. Yep. Sorry.
And then someone posts this other article going, that old story about the dog in the suitcase,
yep.
myth or bust or whatever.
Yeah,
and
it's myth or bust.
it's one of these like old wives' tales that's been told a thousand times. And then there's like a 4chan thread about where it originated and who told it.
Yeah.
And it became increasingly clear that our tarpa mate, this didn't happen to them a few weeks ago. It's too specific.
It's too specific, yeah. But we've been had. Because I'd never seen this story online before. Maybe I'm not hanging out in the right corners of the internet, or maybe I am.
I would say maybe you're hanging out in the right areas of the internet.
And I'm not seeing this story.
Yeah.
And I was very taken aback, because I got a few DMs of people being like, hey, hate to break it to you, but that story is not true.
Yeah.
Or I don't, you know. And I was like, oh, it makes us look like liars.
Well, look like fucking dickheads. Because here I am talking up an exclusive.
Yeah. Went beep, 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 pop of a viral.
So behind the scenes. This came through on Patreon.
Yep.
And you were looking through the Patreon and you sort of read the first sentence and went, I'll forward this to Ryan.
Yep.
He can do a follow-up.
Yes, because I was like, I don't want to ruin you telling me the story. Yep. I'll flick it to you.
So then you forwarded on and I read it to my wife, Bridget.
And you go, holy fuck.
This is unbelievable. Bridget's like, what the fuck? That's the craziest thing I've ever. I was like, should I tell the story? She's like, you have to. That's like fucking insane.
It's an amazing story.
So.
But is it just a tale?
Wow. A story it is.
Yes. A truth it is not.
We gave the name. I think, was it Miss A? But I've got the phone number of the tarpa.
Yep.
Who sent the story. Now she goes, oh, it was my friend.
Did she?
Yeah.
Did she actually?
Well, it's not her anymore. It's her friend.
Oh, but I still think. The story's changing.
I still think.
She goes, no, it happened to my friend about 4 years ago. And then the story went viral.
Yeah, is she claiming it's the original? Like when my wife claims she invented the feature nail.
The feature nail, yes.
Should we call the tarpa? And just because she got us?
And just ask.
Because if someone, okay.
Egg on our face, you know.
This is what I'm picturing. If you hear a story like that and you go, oh, maybe I'll send them the fucking that old classic and just and then they ran with it. She's probably listening going, what fucking idiots
it's
believe
like the
me.
AD prank that I'm like, oh, my God, they want to come and film my courtyard.
Everyone's
and you're like,
in on it.
I didn't think that it would go this far.
Everyone's in on it except gullible Tony and gullible Ryan.
Yeah. All right. Should we call? But we're going to call once. If she doesn't answer, then I feel like we need to admit defeat. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Maybe twice.
Maybe twice.
Hello.
Hello, is that
Yes.
Hey, it's Tony and Ryan, your favourite podcast here. How you doing?
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Yes, it is.
Wait,
it
are you
is
serious?
Us. No, this is not a prank.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, I was just listening to your podcast. I'm just shopping in Kmart and I was listening on the way and feeling like a piece of absolute. It's taking all of my energy to listen to it again because I love it so much. But I felt so fucking stupid and I was so annoyed because my friend.
Hang on.
Okay.
So we're trying to figure out what's happened here.
All right. So what we need to tell you, we'll beep your name, all right, in the beginning. But Miss A, what we are just talking about is obviously the story that you sent through.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
First of all, just did this happen to your friend?
No, it's my best friend's brother's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no fucking way.
Yeah, and she told us this story like 8-10 years ago. And it was the best story I've ever heard in my life. Like, I know it's a lot, but I was like, that, the twists and turns, I couldn't believe it. And so when you talked about yours, I was like, oh, my God, this reminds me of this friggin' story.
Yeah.
So hang on. So a lot of people in our Facebook group are saying it's fake, it's a hoax, it's been doing the rounds. So
it went crazy viral.
But are you
Reddit.
Backing it in that it was the original tale? Was in fact a real tale of your friend's cousin's girlfriend's ex-partner.
I don't know. I don't know if it was fucking real, to be honest. Now that I rang my friend.
Yeah.
No, I rang my friend and I was like, "Hey, you know that story?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, man, that's the best story." And they tell it at parties. And I'm like, I don't think it's
that
real.
Doesn't legitimize it. I've told fucking stories at parties that I've read online. Like telling it in a story, you don't go, "Whoa, fuck, it must be real."
So you said,
oh,
and what did they say?
She couldn't believe it. The whole family's up in arms.
That we told the story or that it happened?
No, that it's not real. We didn't know it wasn't real.
Hang
on. She told it like it was her story. So this, my best friend's brother, his ex-girlfriend, used to tell this story like it happened to her. She told us it was this real story that happened to her.
So what you're saying is that you guys are realizing now that you've been had as well.
Yes, we thought it was just, I've been telling this story for years, not to everyone, obviously, but like at parties when I have a few to drink.
Yeah.
And I thought it was 100% because it was the craziest story I've ever heard.
So
who makes that shit up?
So we thought, oh, my God, there's egg on our face. Kate's done us in. But really, there's egg on all of our faces.
We're all realising.
I couldn't believe it. The phone calls that I made after I found out it wasn't, I was so pissed. And then I felt like such a piece of absolute crap.
Oh my God.
Because you
because I was, yeah, anyway.
She's a fucking ex-girlfriend for a reason. What a lying bit of work. Wow.
What a Carla fucking Ponzi. Anyway.
I think your best friend's cousin's brother,
twice removed, fucking
should get back with her just to dump her again.
Yep, me too.
Yep.
And then she goes, "Oh, but oh, I got robbed, and I was carrying a parakeet that I fucking."
I couldn't fucking believe it. Yeah, oh, and I.
Yeah, because to be fair, we were calling up ready to rumble, but it feels like we're actually now all on the same team.
We are on the same team.
Yeah, no, that's legit. I was like, oh, you guys are going to think I've deliberately tried to.
We did think about that.
We did think that.
I bet. Yeah. No, that's fair.
Well, I'm glad we've called and got to the bottom of this.
Me
now.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What
no,
a mystery.
Oh, my God.
They'll probably do a Netflix special about this.
Yeah. 4-part documentary.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy shopping in Kmart. So glad we straightened this out.
Thank you. I'm sorry. This is like, I can't believe you guys called. I'm dying. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it is good to get to the bottom of these things. I feel very relieved that we weren't had.
Well, we were. We had 4 layers removed.
Oh, I mean, the best friends, ex-boyfriends, girlfriends,
when she said that, I was like,
ding-dong.
Fucking right.
Same. Because I'm like, okay, it's gone from being you to being a best mate to now being fucking 6 fucking degrees of separation. Yeah. Well, you know what? We're all learning together. So now what it means is that not only were Tony and Ryan had, but the whole internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody's read this story and gone, what a crazy story. Yeah. But it wasn't just us.
What a Carla Conti. What do you love to see? Get us back on a positive note.
All right. My love to it very quickly. Ashton Kutcher. You may remember Ashton Kutcher. Everybody knows who he is.
Yep.
Just thought I'd throw that in there. Anyway, Ashton Kutcher has just raised over $1 million for his charity by running the New York City Marathon.
I saw him doing the running, but I didn't realise it was for a charity.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So he has a charity called Thorn, and it raises money to protect children from sexual exploitation and, you know, education through, like, kids on the internet and things like that. And he did the marathon in under 4 hours. As an amateur, like he's never run a marathon before. Apparently that's like a fantastic time for someone that's never done it before.
Under 4 hours, first marathon, unbelievable.
So he's been training for fucking 6 months and he's gone through all these injuries and stuff. But over $1 million.
Well done.
Isn't that fucking insane?
He's an incredible dude. He's one of those guys you feel like you should want to hate him for some reason. Just because he was like a prankster and like a bit of a brat of a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
But he like does some fucking great stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's done some incredible things.
And I just thought you fucking love to see that.
Yep.
How nice.
Yeah.
You
know how we haven't heard, when I say this name, you'll go, oh, yeah, we haven't heard from her in a while.
Like Ashton Kutcher. You may remember him from that 70s show.
Tarpa, Liana, Bruden, Letty Spaghetti.
Oh, Brunatina Tana Tuna.
Yeah. We haven't heard from her in a while, have we?
No.
And now we know why.
Because she got robbed at the train station.
She was the dog.
She was in the suitcase.
And this guy thought she was a piece of DJ equipment and he's been rubbing it. Oh, let's not go down too far in that analogy. Liana says, I finally moved into my own first ever home and I've managed to buy my own house from selling press-on nails on Etsy.
What?
So she's been making, what's a press-on, like,
yeah,
is that
press-on
a thing?
Nail, yeah.
So she's been making these nails and nails and bits and pieces and selling them on Etsy and she's done, and she's been working her ass off. So when more orders come in, she goes, shit, I got to keep making them, to the point where Tarpa Liana Brunelletti Spaghetti has bought her own house with the money she's made selling them on Etsy.
What?
Is that just fucking insane?
That is so cool.
Unbelievable. You know on Monday how you like start the blog?
Yep. She's fucking 12 steps ahead.
Set up the Etsy store.
Lana Brucatina, she's doing amazing. Can you share her Etsy store in the today's podcast?
I'll reply and ask her to send
ask Lena Tuna Carmenina for her Etsy information.
Yeah, because when I spoke to Liana Bruschetta, I said, oh, man, I haven't heard from you in a while. And she goes, oh, fuck, now I know what you've been up to.
Yeah,
here
great.
I was thinking you were getting your name changed every 6 hours.
Yeah, but it turns out you were busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a fucking set of press-on nails, what, they couldn't be more than $10 or $20.
She's selling a lot of units. That's a lot of nails.
Yeah. Maybe they're really expensive.
Yeah, I've sold
one. She only needs to sell one.
For $1 million press-on. Well, Liana, Bruce Liano. Bruce McAvaney Liani.
We're very proud of you. That's fucking awesome. You love to see
that. Is fucking awesome. Speaking of you love to see it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah, it is.
Are you nervous?
Am I allowed to have the announcement as my you love to see it? Because it's pretty cool.
For tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Because
I've got another one planned, but I just thought I'd ask if I could snake too.
Actually, I think I'm one short.
Maybe okay, you could use it.
No, because we would have just talked about it. We'll talk about it and go, I might love to say it was that. See ya.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll see you tomorrow for a big day.
Big day.
Big day.
Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.